Track 29. How we will deliver this plan. The Northeast region has a well-developed governance structure and associated assurance process in place to agree and deliver transport policies, strategies, and investment opportunities. This regional program is ambitious but deliverable in order to achieve the plan's vision and objectives. Realizing this program will involve partnership working to ensure the plan also supports the achievement of objectives nationally, regionally, and locally. We will deliver the program in collaboration with central government and its delivery agents, Transport for the North, the National Infrastructure Commission, transport operators, our constituent local authorities, the Northeast LEP, businesses, the third sector, and crucially, local people. The plan will continue to be developed throughout the consultation period. All views and continued support are critical to making it a success. Governance. These existing structures will be deployed to deliver the transport plan. This governance structure and assurance process has successfully delivered our Local Growth Fund monies held by the Northeast Local Enterprise Partnership, LEP, and is being used for our successful Transforming Cities Fund submission. Fundamental to decision-making for devolved funding from TCF is the new political arrangements in the region with two combined authorities and transport matters decided across the two combined authority areas by a joint transport committee. Local authorities, Nexus, and third parties constitute scheme promoter, heads of transport and economic directors, sounding board. These feed into Transport Northeast, consisting of Transport Northeast Strategy Unit, Management of Assurance Framework Process, Transport Northeast Oversight Group, Review Key Decisions, Transport Strategy Board, Review Key Decisions. Also, Joint Transport Committee, Overview and Scrutiny Committee, Review and Challenge. This feeds into the Joint Transport Committee, JTC Briefing, Information Gathering and Informal Feedback, and JTC decision-making. Sequencing and prioritization. A set of interventions has been developed which sit within work programs demonstrating that delivering strategically and at scale has substantial benefits. The program has been designed to be flexible to respond to potential funding opportunities. To ensure the plan demonstrates a robust pipeline, the interventions selected were initially appraised against the plan's vision and objectives to ensure strategic fit. The interventions that form part of the pipeline for the plan have to be developed to stage zero in accordance with the region's assurance framework. This ensures a consistent level of detail is available for all schemes. Sequencing has been developed into a series of 5-year blocks over the lifetime of this plan, linked to stages of development through the region's transport assurance framework. Crucially, where there is evidence around the need for a project to be developed in a certain time frame to realize wider benefits, this has been reflected into the framework. The Northeast has a track record in selecting and prioritizing projects which balance objectives around the economy, environment, and society. It is important that the plan is flexible to respond to funding opportunities, and as such, a prioritization process has been designed incorporating the assessment against the vision and objectives that can be deployed based on the fund that is available. Costs. The main source of funding for transport is from central government. Previous rounds of the Local Growth Fund, LGF, and Transforming Cities Fund show how the region can deliver significant packages of investment. A pipeline shows that the region is committed to delivering significant change in the transport and connectivity network to benefit the whole region. A £100 million fund over the first 5 years of this programme will set us on our way. The following funding is required. Revenue funding to keep the Northeast's public transport network operating, highways and structures in good condition, and subsidising services for those who need it. Long-term capital funding to invest in new infrastructure and make improvements to the current network. The plan will be refreshed on a regular basis. The exact costs will vary and will need to be carefully monitored. Based on our latest estimates, a funding requirement of £6.1 billion worth of capital investment would fund the entire regional programme. This will grow as further schemes are developed over the lifetime of the plan. We believe this to be a fair share of national transport funding, which should be allocated to our region from central government in the period 2021 to 2035. This funding requirement includes schemes that can be promoted and delivered by the region, and excludes investment on Network Rail and Highways England infrastructure. It includes the request over the next 5 years, which was established in the Connectivity Blueprint. Funding and delivery. The options for delivery of this plan includes national grant funding, local funding, prudential borrowing or private sector funding models. The ability of the region's local authorities and delivery agencies to fund strategic capital and revenue investments at this time against the resources is limited, especially when considering their budgetary positions following a decade of austerity and the impacts of COVID-19. Prudential borrowing levels of funding is a possibility. However, the ability to pay this back over time is a consideration, given the scale of investment at a sustained period. Importantly, funding for capital schemes will generally be met with a decent amount of local match funding, showing a commitment from local partners. We will work with government and partners to establish how the benefits can be unlocked with funding approaches. Investment in the first 5-year period of the programme, as demonstrated in the Connectivity Blueprint, would help provide a boost to the construction sector in the economy at what may be a difficult economic period. Funding asks. Our funding asks of government and its partners to make this plan a reality include transport and digital funding of £200 million each year to support our region's COVID recovery, as set out in our Connectivity Blueprint, a multi-year settlement of £6.1 billion to commence delivery of the programme, an amount which will grow as further schemes are developed over the lifetime of the plan, a firm commitment to strategic investments identified in the TFN investment programme, including the delivery of upgrades to the East Coast Mainline, rail lines and upgrades to Highways England infrastructure, continue to fund local transport, devolve further powers to provide for integrated management of our network, sustain revenue funding to support public services. Programme management and assurance. The funding required to realise the ambitions of this plan is substantial. However, the region is fortunate to have a well-established and ratified transport assurance framework in place that has guided the delivery of our devolved £270 million local growth fund for the last 6 years, and was flexible enough to deliver our Transforming Cities Fund programme. The heart of our transport assurance framework is a scalable series of gateways that provide our governance structures with the confidence that each component investment is delivering on the requirements of the programme and delivering the transport plan outcomes that have been ascribed to that investment. The Transport North East Strategy Unit will manage this programme and will be responsible for sponsoring the development of various strategies and policies that support this plan, as well as a series of region-wide initiatives. Implementation of the interventions that form part of this plan will, for the most part, be undertaken by scheme sponsors across the region in local authorities and nexus. We have identified projects in this plan that are national or pan-northern in nature. To deliver these, we will work with organisations including Transport for the North, Highways England, Northern Acceleration Council, Network Rail, and others to secure investment. In brief, our programme requires an estimated £6.1 billion of capital investment, an amount which will grow as further schemes are developed over the lifetime of the plan. We believe this to be a fair share of national transport funding, which should be allocated to our region from central government to 2031 to 35.